Ever daydream about owning a sports team? More than 27,000 fans realized that fantasy this week. And how? Of course, the internet. Last spring, the website myfootballclub.co.uk offered shares in a new football club for just £35, or about $70. They pledged that all of the team's decisions, from trades to starting lineups, will be determined by an online vote of all the owners. Tim Glyn-Jones is one of the founding owners of the club, now called Ebbsfleet United. He joins us from just outside London. Mr. Owner, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Could we use the term minor league without offending you?
If you want to call it minor league, I'm happy with that.
We should explain. They will only play Manchester United in their dreams.
No, they've got to be promoted, four times in order to be in the same division as United.
Isn't it a little cumbersome when you have to have 27,000 people vote?
Well, no, because as you mentioned, it's the internet, and the internet is capable of making instant decisions, because it's actually much less cumbersome than trying to get 7 or 8 people sitting around a table to come to any kind of agreement.
If you have to decide who to hire as coach, how do 27,000 people decide what 10 to interview, and how do they conduct those interviews?
There's a lot of collaboration. Basically, the 27,000 can make their views felt via the forums on the website. At the same time, there are people that will handle the day-to-day running and make sure that things don't get bogged down in red tape.
There's a coach already?
Yeah, there is. He's embraced the whole idea. He will be regularly appearing on the site before every game, informing the members how the players are performing in training and giving his opinion as to what sort of lineup he'd look for.
How many places, for example, are the owners coming from? Probably not just Ebbsfleet.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, it's an international club. I think English football has a following around the world already, and there are a lot of people who would love to be able to get more involved, but obviously they can't do that from their armchair. Now this gives them the opportunity.
Is it fun being an owner, Mr. Glyn-Jones?
Well, we haven't really got stuck into it yet, but I do feel it's groundbreaking to be in a position where you can actually have genuine influence over the club and how it performs. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a source of huge frustration for probably a fan of any other sport. They go along, they pay their money, they support their club, but when it comes to actually having an influence, there's a barrier, and we've broken down that barrier.
But you can't blame the owner when you lose.
Well, that's the beauty for the manager, isn't it? He can turn around and blame the fans.
That is great. Come to
So you're starting to see the merits of it.
Good. I don't mind telling you, I'm going to go to the website and become an owner myself.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
It'll be good to meet you over at the ground sometime.
Yes, when we owners get together.
Absolutely.
Tim Glyn-Jones, who's one of about 27,000 founding owners of Ebbsfleet United.